is English Levels and Valentine. Welcome to our new lesson on FC Speaking Test Part 2, in which I'll tell you what to expect in the second part of the speaking exam and give some tips to feel more confident. You can find more about us in our courses on our website, and we recommend our free demo on our eLab page. In the previous 5 episodes, I told you about FC Speaking Paper Part 1, and today you learn about the second part of the test, precisely what it consists of, how long it takes, practical tips to give you more confidence, and something about topics of Part 2. Let's start from the very beginning and let's see what part 2 of the speaking test is like. In part 2 of the FC exam, you will work on your own, which means that you won't speak to your partner. You will speak only on your own for 1 minute. The examiner gives you 2 photos on the same topic and asks you to speak for 1 minute. And you have to compare the photos and answer the question related to the topic of both pictures. You will have the question printed above the photos, which makes it a little bit easier, as you don't have to remember the question all the time. When you have finished, your partner will be asked a question about the topic of your photos. Then comes your partner's turn. While your partner is speaking, also for 1 minute, listen carefully as you'll be asked a question about your partner's photos after he or she has finished. Part 2 of the speaking paper lasts 4 minutes in total, including the examiner's instructions and the short additional questions to each candidate. And here we are coming up with some tips. First of all, you shouldn't describe the photos in detail. Just focus on general ideas they depict. Then, keep in mind the question printed above the photos while describing ideas. Everything you say must be related to this question. Next, if you can't understand clearly what is going on in a photo, use such phrases as "they might be," "he seems to be," "it seems like," and some other phrases that we will revise a little bit later. What else? It is easier to compare the photos, saying what is similar and what is different about them. However, you first can describe one photo and then the other. It's up to you. Also, try to spend approximately the same time comparing the photos and dedicate a little bit more time to answer the question. To do this better, you should always train yourself at home with a timer. What else? Don't stop speaking. It is really important. Don't stop speaking until the examiner says thank you. And probably the last tip here is about keeping silent while your partner is speaking. When you're asked a question at the end, answer briefly, just in 1 or 2 sentences. What about topics of part 2? They are quite common for this type of exam. They concern communication, media, technologies, internet, medical matters, food and eating out, animal issues, environment, transport, holidays and fees, etc., etc. Well, That is all for today. In the next lesson, I'll give you a plan to compare any photos and some expressions with modal verbs to speculate about something that you are not sure about. This was ABC English Levels and your Valentine. Leave your comments below and like us on iTunes if you think the lesson is useful. Hope to have you with me next week. Good luck!